Hi, this is Dr. Jim Goldstein, and you're listening to Powerful Partnerships. Today's blog post is called, Oh Baby, You Know What I Like. This was the tagline of a wonderful song from the early days of rock and roll by a performer who called himself the Big Bopper. And the song was Chantilly Lace. In the song, which you're going to hear very soon, the Big Bopper, who's actually J. Perry Richardson, describes in this baritone voice how his young girlfriend walks and talks and dresses and how much her girlish mannerisms please him and make him act silly. The lyrics are really wild. He says, ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's a what I like. Well, here's the song, introduced by Dick Clark on the American Bandstand. See what you think.
Chantilly Lace and the Big Bopper.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly Lace and a pretty face and a pony tail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
I had never heard of Chantilly Lace. I didn't even know what it was. But it certainly seemed to turn this guy on. It makes you wonder why people like what they like. My brother often uses this Latin expression from ancient times, de gustibus non est disputandum. It means, in matters of taste, there is no accounting. After all these years, isn't that the truth? And isn't it a wonderful thing? Did you ever find someone to be especially attractive to you, and for the life of you, you couldn't figure out why? Maybe they weren't good-looking in the classical sense, you know, with like symmetrical features and clear skin, but you still found them very attractive. Conversely, have you ever seen the finalists in a beauty pageant and not found any of them to be particularly attractive? The good news is, we don't have to account for why we like something or dislike it. It's just a matter of taste, and it doesn't have to meet someone else's standards. Here's another interesting thing. Knowing what you like is a big part of knowing who you are. If you share what you like with others, you're letting others get to know you. It also lets them know how to please you, should they ever feel so inclined. They might get you what you like one day. And don't worry about whether what you like isn't what others might like. As long as you don't assert that what you like is right or better than what others like, no one will have a problem with learning what your tastes are. Identifying what you like and expressing that to others has another benefit. It makes you feel happy. That's one of the reasons why I like the Big Bopper song. It makes me smile. He so unabashedly knew what he liked, and he didn't mind repeating it three times in the song. Anyway, I would love to hear what you like and any comments you might want to make about today's blog post. The Big Bopper's original clips are on YouTube, and you can also learn more about the Big Bopper by searching for his name on Google. You'll see that he is inextricably linked to a major player in rock and roll history, Buddy Holly. I'll be back with you soon. This was a lot of fun. Take care.
Chantilly Lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like.